The SAHRC's investigation found the education system in South Africa has been unable to overcome many of the legacies of apartheid, with children in the townships and rural areas hugely disadvantaged by poor quality schools. The Commission said the right to basic education is still far from a reality. Last year, the Commission held hearings across the country to determine whether schools were meeting the educational needs of their pupils in a safe environment. What it found was two starkly contrasting scenarios. The former Model C or white schools in the suburbs had adequate resources and performed effectively, but those in the townships and rural areas were generally dysfunctional, poorly managed, under-resourced and plagued by vandalism and theft. Commissioner Tom Mentata says many schools are spiralling out of control.
You find that our SGBs, that is school governing bodies, themselves cannot match, the school principal cannot match the teachers. Okay, let alone that. In some cases, they cannot even match the very children that are supposed to help, to assist. So it is that kind of a free-for-all scenario.
The Commission says nearly one-third of teachers are inadequately qualified, and many do not understand the curriculum. Mentata says many lack passion and are shirking their responsibilities.
The teachers are playing truant. Teachers will play sick, and teachers so know how many days they are entitled to for leave that the principal or the school government are unable to deal with them. But fortunately, the teachers, some of them will know that they have to be at work. The question is, what do they do? Do they have the capacity? You know, do they have the wherewithal to do what? So let the government assist these teachers. The government has not engaged them in developmental projects at all.
But the Commission says it is not just the fault of teachers and the government. Parents must also take responsibility for the failings of their schools.
These schools where there is no order, where there is no accountability, these are the schools where parents do not measure up to the demands of their children. Parents do not visit schools, sometimes even where the schools have occasions where they want the support of the community. They are just not there at all.
To address the problem, Mentata says all stakeholders must take an active interest in what is happening at schools.
Let the ward councillor, let the church people, let the professional in and around the school show interest in the schools. Not only school governing bodies only. Until we do that, we are unable to understand what we need or what we expect of children.
The South African Education Department is yet to comment on the Commission's findings. Rowan Reed for VOA News, Johannesburg.